Good afternoon, American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City. This is Dave Teachout, together with you in Cincinnati, Ohio, for the American Legion National Concert Band Contest. It's Saturday, August 27th, and it's my pleasure to have the opportunity to adjudicate your performance today. I am judge number two, and I'll be evaluating the specific areas of tone, intonation, technique, interpretation, music effect, and other factors, such as stage presence, choice of music, and instrumentation. I wish you the very best this afternoon, and I'll get back to you when you're ready to begin. Okay, it looks like we're ready to begin. And we're going to hear a little bit about the music, so I'll come back to you when we're ready to perform. Okay, we're ready to begin with the Granger. Nice opening. Okay, just for my taste here, when we get the 53, ba 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 ba. It's a little bit more space right after the quarter note. More horn here, a little bit more trumpet here, says heavy, more presence. Maybe it's the room, there just seems to be, I'm not hearing that, I can hear some individual trumpet players, I'm not hearing this section really nail that ba-ba, ba-ba, the way I think it needs to happen here. Yeah, very musical. I really like the way the line pushes forward and comes back down and pushes again and comes back down. Very musical. Yeah, nice job, woodwinds. Very playful here. A little bit of an intonation discrepancy happening. Partly it's the challenge due to the range, just kind of extending some players beyond their ability to control the spread of the tone quality, which affects intonation. Careful, a little bit of bright there. Yeah, the forzando long note, it's just coming out a little bit of bright. Maybe it's just not locking in tuning. And pa-pa, pa-da-da-da, pa-pa, those notes. And the upper clarinets are having a little bit of a challenge. Intonation-wise. Nice. heavy in the tongue. I know it's a challenge. Come on, get into the snare drum from the downbeat of 252. Yeah. Boy, I just didn't feel that downbeat of 267 the way it needs to happen after all of those runs that preceded. Be careful about that. So many good things that are going on here that when there's a little tiny discrepancies show up, they show up a lot more deliberate and present than probably you feel like they are, that's happening at the time. Careful, precision. We're missing some precision from front to back and from percussion to the ensemble here, leading into 307. Intonation. Yeah, I need to hear a little bit more of the horn part at 339. Just bring that out more. Yeah, like ba da 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 da. Very well done there. Really pushes the line forward. Somebody doesn't feel like the lines are getting passed from one section to the other when it switches sections as cleanly as it needs to, just to keep that lightness going, that playfulness of the spirit of this piece. Yeah. Nice length to the eighth notes at 187. Boom, boom. I call those long, short notes. Really nice job. Yeah. Okay. I'm pointing out things in the moment as they come up, but my advice would be, let's see if we can find some common threads and maybe develop some exercises that helps the group develop the habit to address these issues so that you can apply that to any other piece that you play. It's not about fixing this piece, but it's more about developing the habits through your warm-ups and your exercises prior to rehearsing a piece of music that will really make a difference in giving your players the tools to generalize and develop new skill sets and generalize those from one piece to the next. I really enjoyed your performance here, and I think you're getting at the essence of playfulness. There are some things that are getting in the way of not passing the idea from one section to the other as cleanly as it needs to be, but you've really captured a lot of the style of this, and I really enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of your performance. Okay, we're getting ready now for the Sousa. Opening. Some issues with the forzando chords on 2 and 6. I need to hear more of those inner voices that are coming here. I'm hearing a bit of the bottom and a whole lot more of the top. And as we go through this section that you're playing right now, once again, the upper ranges the clarinets and flutes aren't locking in intonation-wise. I really like the style, the shortness of the notes. We need to make sure that we always do that with trying to get an echo on that. Da, 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 instead of da, 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 da. Always keep working toward getting that ring or that echo out of those short notes. Nice trumpets. Good. You know, one thing you could do in rehearsing this piece is just isolate those quarter notes, take them one note at a time, and make sure that everybody is hearing the other people that have their exact same pitch. Because I think there are a lot of players that are approaching this at measure 51 in similar places as if they're the only ones playing that part, or maybe they're the only section of playing that part. But they could realize that the clarinets and the alto saxes and the tenor saxes and the cornets have the same pitches there. And if you just take one at a time and fix where, probably on some of these accidentals where there's some discrepancy notes, and figure out who needs to favorite up and favorite down to really lock those in, and go slowly and then begin to build speed just little by little. But the main thing is to train those ears to lock in and make the adjustments as they go. So when this becomes a line, then it becomes a line without the intonation discrepancy, and all that we're hearing is a nice blended the blending of the different tone colors of the instruments. Times when you're really locking all these disparate lines, they lock in really well. And there's other times where they're just pulling apart. And most of the time that pulling apart tends to happen at the ends of phrases where the players are beginning to think about what they do next. And what they're doing is losing focus of keeping that locking in the on each of the beats of locking into the rhythmic counterparts that the other players have. And because it's happening more at the ends of phrases in this particular piece as a march, I'm feeling like when they begin to think ahead, they begin to rush. And that's what's starting to pull the last couple of measures of each eight measure phrase. But there are some great things that are happening in locking in these various ideas earlier in the eight measures, and then when you get to the end of a phrase, it starts pulling apart. So it's something that they got to keep their concentration all through that and trust that they know what's going to be coming up next. There's a difference between anticipating but fulfilling your responsibilities as you anticipate where you're going and just looking ahead and forgetting about what you're doing in the present. And you've got to grow that maturity to be able to do both of those at the same time. It's an easy habit. Doing the wrong thing and just thinking ahead is very natural and easy to do. So it's just a step up to be able to focus on what you're doing and finish out your job before moving on to the next thing. But something to keep in mind there. Okay, we're ready for the Gordon Jacob. Careful. And it's when I'm saying careful is just locking in those percussion with everything else that's going on. Maybe that's having the winds listen back a little bit more carefully. Yeah, nice opening overall. Da, da, da. I'm hearing a little bit more brup, brup, brup. Coming from the wind players, which means we're not being precise as we need to be in locking in those quarter notes. Okay, good job of moving, carrying this into the next phrase and just locking that all the way in. Rhythmically, this is a lot more solid. Careful. Blop, 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 blop. It feels like the snares are a little bit behind relative to the rest of the group at that particular point. Job melodically here and very musically done too. I really am impressed the way you're really pushing and making a phrase grow and then coming out of it and then locking into the next phrase here. Good job, precision with snare drum and trumpet right on that downbeat. A lot of nice moments in there that lock in, and others that aren't as precise. I tried to point them out. What is going on there? 128. I'm trying to figure out which we're doing here. Right. Measure 8. And then another place where that happens, where the melody line is a half note and there's some two eighth notes and a quarter note move on there. We need to bring that out a lot more. That takes over that melody for just those two beats, and then the melody line comes back in. Happens again at 17 and other similar right there. Ba-da-dum. Lock in these eighth notes. Yeah, I know what's happening is within the section, the folks are precise. And within another section, the folks are precise. But when those two sections have the same thing, they're not precise with each other. intonation here. Easy. Nice trumpet. To be brought out, and when that moving line then has some longer notes and there's another moving line, that needs to be the one that the new moving line needs to be brought out with a lot more presence. So we're going back and forth and we can hear that ebb and flow. Just a technically something that will help this, I believe, is that there's a tendency when something moves at a slower tempo like this, and even when you have eighth notes at a tempo like this, is to move the challenge is to want to move the fingers slowly. You still have to move the fingers to have a pop, so that there's a presentation of definition of when each of these notes change, and then the challenge then is locking that in so there are people that are not ahead of each other. But once that starts to, you got the fast finger or the pop the fingers technique on slow music, you're going to get a definition that you're not achieving at this particular point. Nice. Wow. Well done. up, up, up. Okay. Boy, that last movement is a challenge, and for the most part, you've risen to the challenge, but it also brought out something that seems to be a theme, and that is that sections need to listen across the group to hear and match who has their same parts from the standpoint of intonation and just as important, rhythmically aligning with integrity. So everybody is in the same place at the same time. Sometimes in the slow movements, that means popping the fingers. Sometimes in the fast movement, that means making sure those downbeats lock in exactly together from player to player. One technique that I've used with bands in the past is having during these fast parts is having the groups with 16th notes each play the first of every four 16th notes. Pop, pop. Bum 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 bum, nin ba da 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 da, and da ga da da ga da da ga da da ga da, nin da ga 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 da, and just use that as for each one of those iterations. Bum 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 bum, and don't leave that until they're all locking into that first eighth note, or 16th note, excuse me, and then da 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 da, and lock those in, and then add the third one once the two are locked in, then add the fourth one, one, three, and you're going to find that this is going to help lock in the precision of this, and you've got to do this within sections, but more importantly, do it across sections, and have maybe one trumpet, one clarinet, one flute, and whoever else has that, and having those folks do this iteration of one note at a time, and then pick another set of trumpet, flute, clarinet, saxophone, whoever has it, and keep doing that so people begin to develop a more consistent precision of when they present these notes, but also develop those ears to listen across the group to hear who has their same part. You know, I enjoyed hearing this group today. I think your literature selection was really well chosen and matches and challenges the group at the same time. I enjoyed your performance, and I wish you the best down the road.